Okay. Let's start. I thought this would be a great opportunity to rediscuss a few yesodos that have to do with Kabbalah Satorah in general, and specifically vis-a-vis the experience that each and every one of you, or each and every one of us, deals with on a daily aspect in their Avodas Hashem. And there are two components when we talk about Ma'amad Har Sinai. One component when we talk about Ma'amad Har Sinai is the legal, halachic binding of an agreement between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. The yesod of a bris is not just a spiritual, inspiring, empowering aspect. The yesod of a bris has halachic legalities to it. Umimela, the halachic legalities have to be dealt with as well. And there are several facets to analyze this. And I want to just lay out the overall facets. One aspect is to understand the pshat and the psukim. That's a very, very famous machlokas Rashi and Ramban on what happens on He Sivan, what happens on Vav Sivan, what happens on Zayin Sivan, etc. How to understand the layout between Yitro and Kitisa and Mishpatim in the middle and all in between. Meaning what exactly is going on. At what point Am Yisrael say Nasiv and Ishma? At what point is Ma'amad Har Sinai? At what point is the Aliyah to Har Sinai, etc., etc.? So that's one aspect and one facet that really has to be analyzed, and we're not going to spend time on that, because that itself is a parshanut shiur, which requires probably a full semester of understanding exactly that machlokas Rashi and Ramban. The other two facets are what I said, the halachic facet, and what I believe is a very, very profound insight to the guidance of our Avodas Hashem day in and day out. Now, when we deal with our Avodas Hashem day in and day out, we could deal with our Avodas Hashem day in and day out in the context of going and saying, okay, Beseder, I have a certain obligation and commitment to Avodas Hashem. That obligation and commitment to Avodas Hashem is inspired or driven by Ma'amad Har Sinai somehow, somewhat, or maybe not even inspired and driven by Ma'amad Har Sinai somehow, somewhat, but inspired and driven by the fact that I was born in a certain family, I was raised in a certain format. I understand the pros and the cons of this overall experience and this overall lifestyle, and therefore that's the level of my commitment. There is another, which I think is a very, very special level of commitment. I'm not minimizing that level of commitment, but I think there is another dimension. And this other dimension is a dimension which in real life is probably required at breaking points. Breaking points either because I personally I'm down, I'm personally challenged with something, I'm personally lacking my capability in stretching the continuity, or lacking my capability in feeling the uniqueness and the specialness of my life vis-a-vis the concept of Avodas Hashem. Or challenges on a Klal Yisrael level. And when confronted with challenges on a Klal Yisrael level, also then, often the feeling of rigorous days in and days out becomes very, very difficult and very, very challenging. And therefore, in my mind, the capability of going back to Ma'amad Har Sinai, fulfilling one of the concepts, Yom Asher Amadet Tol Fin Hashem Lokecha B'Ma'amad Har Sinai, it's having that zchar, having that insight in really understanding what happened, what went on, again, not in historical basis, not Hevav, Zion, Sivan, but rather in the context of Am Yisrael, I really believe is going to have a very profound impact on our lives. And it may be at that breaking point will give the ability to generate some sort of cognitive process intellectually, and then some sort of spiritual reboot, which will give us the kochos to deal with those nekudas habchira, which become often very, very challenging, very, very frustrating, and require some sort of level of inspirement. Okay, that's my goal. When I was thinking to myself, okay, I have an opportunity, we have an opportunity to sit down and learn together a sugya. What sugya would make sense in a winter break? Or in a day off? To deal with and focus with, or focus on, that would give us the capability to get back in. So my thought was, okay, all of you are stepping back into our base medrash, our base medrash. And by stepping back to our base medrash, in my experience of life, somehow every step into base medrash is a new Mamad Har Sinai. And somehow every step of the base medrash could re-inspire the new Mamad Har Sinai, especially when you're taking a break of life, whatever life is, and stepping back at the base medrash to say, okay, I'm here for my Mamad Har Sinai. That's exactly what I'm here for. And therefore, my first thought was, awesome. Mamad Har Sinai. Now, my feeling was, okay, what sugya can I take, which is also halachic, also hashkafic, and at the end of the day, will re-inspire that bris of each and every one of us to our chiyuv and kiyum in our avodas Hashem, which hopefully will give us kalim to deal and struggle. And my feeling was, kaf alem har kigigis is a great sugya. The only challenge is, there's usually a very large gap in my personal experience between my reality of what could be done in 45 minutes and the reality of what's usually done in 45 minutes. So when I sat down and stopped preparing my makom, I was like, okay, great, let's go into the lumbish sugya of coerced agreements and what the halachic impact is coerced agreements. And when I walking and thinking about, okay, what sugya and what rishonim I should discuss, you know, immediately my mind started flashing sugya and baba basra, sugya and kiddushin, and rishonim, which are very, very important, very, very special. And at that point, I realized, great, if I'm called upon and I'm why at some point to give another shiur for 6 hours a week over a semester, I have a great sugya to discuss. How do I succeed in turning this into a 45-minute shiur? So my goal at the end of the day was really to dabble a little bit into the halachic yesodos without really driving you into the marmakomos of the halachic yesodos, and really afterwards going in and having an impact of how I believe this could drive into our avodas Hashem. Now the Gemara does that. So usually I try not to work that way. I usually try to go ahead and say, okay, there's a halachic sugya, there's a hashkafic sugya. Sometimes they're intertwined, sometimes they're not, but it's not fair to bounce over the halachic sugya to get to the hashkafic sugya. So if you just have 45 minutes, awesome. Dvar Hashem zu halacha, Chazal tell us. Memela, the real Dvar Hashem is, let's get the opportunity, and how do we re-experience Mamad Har Sinai? We have a Dvar Hashem, so let's learn a halachic sugya. That's usually the way my brain works. What was my heter? What was my heter? My heter was the sugya. The Gemara itself does that exactly. Right? When you look at the Gemara, that's exactly what the Gemara says. Vayityatzu v'tachtit ahar, first the parashanut. Parashanut is, tachtit ahar means literally under the har. Right? That is the yesod. Every word, by the way, there is darshan for beautiful chazals. But says, Amar avadimi barchama barchasya, melamet shekafat hashbarachalam ala kegigis. How do I, what's pshat? Where do we hear that in the pasuk? What does that mean literally? They were standing under the har. How can they be standing under the har? Oh, awesome. Because Baruch was kofel em har kicking. Im kabli matem tator mutov im lav shamti akvurascha. Now, the Ishmach Shava automatically says, what in the world's going on here? Kabbal Satorah is driven by our will to be Avdei Hashem. Why did we need to be forced? What's going on? The Ish Pshat, Parshanut individual, says, what's going on? What's in the Nasev and Ishma? Well, what do I need to be Kafal Amakigigis? We all know Nasev and Ishma is the Migilah Sodra Zelibanai, and it's a pasuk in the Torah, Nasev and Ishma. It's later on, so that's going to be part of the question. At what point was Nasev and Ishma? That's going to be the Parshanut question on understanding this issue. But the Halachist is like, whoa, hold on a second. I can't be forced into a bris. And if I was forced into the most essential bris that Am Yisrael ever had, why am I obligated? Meaning, if Chazal are correct, if the limud of the pasuk of Ayitatzu B'tachtin Ahar is correct, and that literally means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us, coerced us into a bris, so what do you want from me? I'm not obligated. I don't have any chiyuvim. Now, this is a little bit awkward for us. Why is this a little bit awkward for us? I'm assuming everybody has some part of the neshama saying, whoa, one second. Come on. Why am I fulfilling mitzvahs? Because I was at a bris. That's why I have a contract like a Baruch Hu, and every once in a while I run to the lawyer to ask him, okay, what does it say in this contract? What do I have to do? That's why I'm fulfilling Torah mitzvahs, because the legal... And the answer is that the halachist is going to need that. That's the true answer. That part of us, by the way, that's feeling uncomfortable is that part of our neshama that's a little bit more spiritual, a little bit less halachist. It's coming and saying, whoa, my chiyuv of Torah mitzvos is because a legal contract. Yes! The halachist says, of course. Yes, that was a mamad Har Sinai, there's a bris. Why is that mechayev of me? I wasn't there. So the spiritual one of us is going to say, wait a minute, you weren't there. All of the shamas of Am Yisrael were there. Of course you were there. Okay? The halachas doesn't accept it as an answer. My neshama can't be getting chiyuvim for myself. So what's the halachas going to